and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
There you go. That brings us right up to 4 o'clock here at KKCR, Honolulu, KAQA, Kilauea, and also K224CQ, Honolulu, K284AL, Holly Eva. This is Kauai Soapbox Live, and a portion of this program is made in partnership with Kauai Canvas and Al Pasteur Tacos.
Kauai Canvas, professional gallery quality giclée canvas printing and digital image capture now available on Kauai. Managing print flow, stretching, and even crating. More information at 212-6971 or online at kauaicanvas.com. Kauai Canvas, stretch your imagination.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos, and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
Shalom Shabbat!
Yep, mind-numbingly interesting.
All right, the Organ Grinders are going to do one more before Kauai Soapbox Live takes over, so we'll get them all set up here. I'm going to pass the helm on to our favorite celebrity Dove. So, here you go.
Dedicated to the
GMO. Say it again.
Dedicated to the GMO farmers. Time to go.
Farmer Fred, Farmer Fred, said I can grow a pumpkin big as a bed, and imagine all the folks would be fed pot of pumpkin pie up in the sky. So Fred got fixing, digging and hoeing, like Farmer Fred said, the mighty gourd started growing, yeah. Miss Marie, finest little farm girl you ever did see. She rode up Fred's farm on a pretty pony. Took a look around, stuck her toes in the ground. She smiled at Fred, he smiled back, and I smiled down. And that was that, yeah. Winter came, throw another log on the open flame. No way was pumpkin patch on their mind. They had to stay alive through the cold snow blind. So Fred and Marie made love to stay warm, and God smiled down, and a child was born, yeah. Love that was started up in heaven, living country life. Farmer Fred and Miss Marie, and everyone around knew the story you'd see. Cause in the fall they always piled pumpkin pies to the sky. Farmer Fred and the mighty gourd fed the passersby, yeah. GMOs. Don't put it in your mouth if you won't grow again, my friend. Don't know when everything went wrong. Seemed about the time you fellas all came along. But I got the medicine for my head. A piece of organic pie from Miss Marie and Farmer Fred. Yeah. Everything organic, come on. Chemical companies got to go. We're out. No more chemicals, only love and clean food.
Kauai. For the next 2 hours, we'll be opening up the phone lines for your calls. This is your show for the next 2 hours. This is Dove filling in for Carlos, and Eric Cannon should be here in a moment. We're bringing you 2 hours of call-in talk radio here for your listening pleasure. Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who would they judge us? Simply calls out.
If you're a candidate for political office and would like to speak to Kauai on KKCR, call in to our public affairs talk shows, Tuesdays and Thursdays between 4 and 6 p.m. at 826-7771.
Right, here we are at Kauai Soapbox, Tuesday 4 to 6. Carlos still not around. This is Dove, last minute, filling in like I did last week, taking your calls. I'm going to try to be non-opinionated. This is not about me or the radio station. In fact, I got to run our disclaimer here.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
All right. So last week the big talk was about the a couple different things, but I'm just going to jump right into it. The front page of the Garden Island, invalid. Judge rules Kauai GMO law preempted by state. The big news of the day. If anybody wants to call 826-7771 and start off the conversation, the phone lines are now open. 826-7771. And we have our first caller. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air.
I'm just curious. You know, on the GMO, the county got involved. I'm surprised they didn't know that the state was supposed to be responsible for it, and all that time was wasted.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of energy was put into making a change on the county level, and then the state just overrode it, yeah? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but it sounds like the state is the one that's supposed to be responsible, and here we are going in as county representatives, and then they shoot the whole thing down. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's very interesting how it all has gone down to the...
How it all plays out.
Yeah.
My thought on the whole thing is, why can't and figure out how to put something on the amendment so we can all vote and make the whole island organic, an organic food industry?
Make the whole island organic.
Yes. If we can do something when we vote, that means all the voters could vote for everything that's on the island could go strictly organic. And then if we go organic, nobody would be afraid to go work out on the farms and stuff.
Right. It's true.
But if we could put it on the amendment, then the voters can all vote for it, and maybe that could help. Because when we grow organic, we'll be the only place in the whole United States, while everybody else is headed south, will be fine. Because one day, something's going to happen, and nobody's going to show up one day, and we don't have any grain silos, no fishing poles. We have no real infrastructure in case everything goes sour.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Well, I appreciate you all listening, and thank you very much.
Hey. Aloha. The phone line's here, 826-7771. We also have a toll-free number, 866-275-1112, anywhere on the planet. Yes, this is this next hour and 45 minutes is your radio show. If you'd like to have, if you have anything you'd like to get off your chest, maybe you have an announcement about an event or something coming up, or you want to talk about any sort of topic. Last week, the pay for your garbage, pay as you go, or being charged per pound for your garbage pickup. Actually ran into Allison Fraley yesterday. She might be calling in a little bit about some information about that. And the Makai'i Watch was the other big topic last week. North Shore Makai'i Watch that they're planning on implementing here soon with volunteers at the beach parks. But the big news definitely in the garden, on the front page of the Garden Island, is about the judge rules, Kauai GMO law preempted by state. Definitely the big news of the day. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I guess I wanted to ask Kauai, because I haven't really been able to find the answer myself to this, is, you know, I look at Barca stickers all the time that say healing Mauka to Makai, and I definitely don't feel Carvalho is our answer, and it's time to have change, but I'm kind of having difficulty feeling like Barca is our man, and I guess I want to ask Kauai, you know, what they feel healing Mauka to Makai is, and what they know, maybe what Barca has been doing to heal Malka to Mackay in a proactive manner besides just protesting. And maybe I could get some examples from other people in the community or maybe Mr. Barca himself of how he plans to implement healing Malka to Mackay. You know, I really do feel we need to get rid of GMOs and stuff, but how? So if maybe people could give me some examples of that, that'd be really great because, you know, the stuff I've seen before, like in social media and stuff like that, doesn't really show me anything besides him, you know, getting some nice barrels and stuff. So if, you know, maybe someone could call in and just kind of give me some good examples because I'd really like to vote for Barca. I'm not going to vote for Carvalho, but right now I kind of feel like I'm not going to vote for anyone for mayor. So if, like, you know, people have some good examples or whatever and just can kind of, like, coach me through this, I'd love to hear them. And thank you guys for your time.
Right on. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. So, interesting, wanting some more information about Dustin Barca's, what he's actually going to implement to heal the island if elected mayor. Definitely a big election year coming here, and I'm sure that Dustin will be coming in to the show here over the weeks ahead to give more information about what he is planning on doing if elected. I'm sure there'll be a lot of political candidates over the next little while, but coming in here before the elections in November, we have a few months. I think everyone's sort of recovering from the primary elections, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, 826-7771. This is your show. If you have anything you'd like to say or talk about, we'd love to hear from you. Here's one more from Marvin Gaye. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
I just wanted to comment on the guy that just called. I totally can relate to what he's saying, and you know, the one thing that I noticed with the primaries is it's pretty obvious that the pro agriculture community is they're all on one side. But it's pretty much a big coalition, and people who are, you know, trying to make a change towards the health of our island, there's about 100 degrees on where they feel. Some of them feel they want about disclosures, others want the whole island organic, as you've seen in some of these calls, and it's really, we need some serious direction for all those people who want a change, and this is going to be, I think, the real problem that everybody has to really think about, and that's why we need some strong leadership. You know, how are we going to get some direction as far as, you know, how far do we want to take it? I think it's wrong to go and just say, hey, we want to get rid of all the GMO companies right now without any proof and without really trying to figure out what we're going to do to if they did leave, because nobody's really got a solid solution to this thing, and you can't put 300 or 400 people out of work on the west side and expect this island to be healthy. So, you know, it just seems like we really need serious direction, because there's so many of these candidates who have leaned so far left that there's a whole bunch of people that are kind of on the fence that just can't go that far. You know, like, yeah, let's just throw everybody out of work on the west side. That's not going to work. And so I really want to find a way, and I thought, you know, if we had somebody on that mayoral ticket, that there might be somebody that's showing some direction, but Barca's pretty silent. You know, he's not out there telling us how he's going to do it. There aren't a bunch of people out there, you know, telling us where we should be and how we're going to get from point A to point B. That's just my opinion. Hopefully some other people will call in and I'll listen for some advice.
Great. Well, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. All right. All right, we just missed one call there. Try again. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Deb?
Hey.
Hello?
How's it?
You know, 400 jobs on the west side versus how many people are sick on the west side. And this chemical, you know, debacle over there is going to cause health problems for decades and for generations. So you equate, the guy used the term for the health of the west side because of the 400 jobs. I mean, something can be done. I mean, there's so much opportunity. If these guys like to farm, if these chemical workers, if they like to farm, if the GMOs were totally out of there, they could get really cheap leases on lands to grow food and sell it. You know, I mean, people, when people come together, plus people will come together to help these people. I mean, I'm stuttering, you know, because, you know, even though, you know, if the GMOs are so good for Hawaii, the mayor's missing a great photo op. He could go up there and put on a hazmat suit and take a picture and say, oh, this is safe. Because anything that has to be put on the soil with a hazmat suit is not safe. And you know, the thing that people really mostly need to survive, because let's say these people, they're worried about survival. You know, how they're gonna pay the rent. Okay, that's one thing. Okay, GMO's out, all these people, they don't have to pay rent for a while until they get it together. Oh, and food? Oh, well, you know, if Hawaii had more sustainability, because Barker, that's what he says time and time again. We import 90% of our food. You know, what happens? Forget about the GMO workers for a minute. What happens if the barges stop coming? You know, I mean, then everybody is in a big pickle. You know, I mean, Costco will run out of food in a couple of days. There's only about 3 days of supply worth of food on the entire island to feed the entire island. And then we're just plumb out of luck. Then what do we do? You know, we could maybe put those 400 workers to work building sustainable fish ponds like the old Hawaiians, or go back to Taro. You know, I mean, there's alternatives aside from the fact that, you know, no matter how down and out I was, I wouldn't get out there and spray GMOs, cancer causing chemicals. I mean, I'd just suck it up. You know, even though it's easy for me to talk because I don't have a family and stuff like that, you know, and I have a lot of sympathies for people that are out of work. But people are out of work across the board too. I mean, it's not just the west side. But at any rate, you know, these chemicals are destroying the land over there, and it's just sad that money talks, and they've bought their way in, and they'll continue to do so because they're so powerfully wealthy, and that's the bottom line. Anyways, bye-bye.
Great. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Wow, that was, laid it out there. If you'd like to call and have any opinions on this topic or any other topic, 826-7771. I'm just holding it down here, engineering the boards for you, the listener. This is your radio show till 6 o'clock. And then we have a jazz program on at 6. Let's see here. Aloha. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, I just want to make a simple and quick one, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, if people can understand who the judge represents, a judge can protect the state of Hawaii. The Supreme Court will always protect the state of Hawaii. The judge can be, the judge probably is wrong, but he got to protect the corporation because the governor will allow these things to happen. The state of Hawaii will allow these things to happen, meaning the state legislatures will vote in approving to allow GMO, not the county of Kauai. So everybody can continue to talk about, I mean, with respect, about chemical is bad, the mayor is bad, yeah?
Right.
Nobody seems to understand who puts this bill through so that the state legislatures pass on to create this mess. No one's the mayor, you know?
Yeah.
The bottom line is, we have a corrupt system in Hawaii, and a lot of Americans is finding out by moving here that they're going to deal with the corrupt system that the Hawaiian people has been living for over 120 years. So the matter of the fact is, if the judge was in favor with the bill, which I know the county not going to stop, who you guys not going to stop, then the state of Hawaii would get the lawsuit. Because they went past the bill, allowing an audience with the recommendation of federal policy. Somebody will get money from this thing. So, I'm glad Americans here living here are really understanding the corruption. And when you guys get hit hard on the corruption, we'll continue to talk about sustainability. We grow taro, we grow fish and everything. We need to solve the problem. And by solving the problem is you need to get rid of the state of Hawaii. If you get rid of the county and support the independent Hawaiian government movement to solve this problem, where you can hold these officials accountable under international law, under international courts. If you guys want to win this problem, yeah, take this thing to the Hague. Because that's where a lot of other countries are winning these decisions that make the federal government behave, where it comes down and tell the smaller guys, well, how they got to fulfill the obligations and how they cannot render decisions that they knowingly is incriminating and causing health issues. So, I can hear everybody complain about all of these things. All I can say is something. You guys figure out the problem, and you guys continue to believe that the state of Hawaii is your option. No complaining already. I sick and tired of hearing people complaining who are trying to mean well, but yet, the reality is, the judges can still do the thing, and they can still do the dirty work to protect the state, because the state can be held liable. So, if you ask me the question, is the state of Hawaii, the judges prejudiced? Yeah, the judges are prejudiced, because of the decisions that people making by collecting money and not a taxpayer suffering. That's all I got to say.
That's great.
If not, get real. Support the independent movement. Aloha.
All right. Thank you for your call. All right. Good call there. 826-7771. This is your radio show right here. If you have anything to say on this topic or any other topic, phone lines are open. We also have toll-free 866-275-1112. It's going on 4:30 here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Big hot topic right now is the state judge ruled Kauai GMO law preempted. So front page of the paper, all over online, pretty big deal. Any information you have about that or thoughts on it, if you'd like to call 826-7771. I'm going to go to a quick song.
bank heist last night. His best friend was a robber, and his wife was a thief. All our children were killers. You couldn't get no relief. The bungalow was surrounded. Then a voice loud and clear said, come on out with your hands up, or we'll blow you out of here. There was a face in the window. The TV cameras rolled. Then they cut to the announcer, and the story was told.
Wish I never got old.
Yeah, a little Neil Young right there, 60-0. You're listening to KKCR Honolulu, KQA Kilauea. This is your community radio station, and this is a Kauai Soapbox. This is actually a call-in talk show, but Carlos is out of town, and our other hosts don't seem to be here, so I'm holding it down here. Lots of topics to bring up if you want to, or maybe you have an announcement or something you'd like to put on the air. This is your show till 6 o'clock where we take your calls, and you can say anything you'd like on the radio to the rest of the island and to the world. 826-7771 directly to the on-air studio right here. Also, toll-free, 866-275-1112. And looking online, it's amazing how many people are in Japan listening. But, you know, we never hear from the Japanese. They're listening, but I wonder if they can actually dial our toll-free number from Japan and call to the studio and tell us some Japanese. That would be awesome. It hasn't happened yet, but that would be cool. Anyway, if you're on the island of Kauai and want to talk about this big new news here, the judge, state judge, ruled Kauai GMO law. It preempted big news of the day. And also, last week we were talking about the Makai'i Watch, neighborhood Makai'i Watch. Hopefully we'll have someone from that organization coming up to the studio here soon to talk about that. Also, pay as you throw away... what they're trying to that actually, I think tomorrow they're taking public hearing for that, the county, at the county council level, maybe, is that for the pay as you throw away trash. They're thinking about implementing cost for per pound for trash, your trash that you throw away from your home for pickup. And so that's up to be discussed. I think tomorrow they're taking public testimony on that. No calls right now. 826-7771 if you have anything to say.
Skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we do from men? Can't you stand?
Yeah, classic from Marvin Gaye right there. What's going on vinyl? It's Mercy, Mercy Me. 826-7771. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Well, I hope everybody's going to go to the Manifest on August 31st at the Pacific Church for Michael Fronte. It's going to be a great show.
Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Francesco. How are you today?
Hey, aloha. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for a great show, as always. And I just wanted to make a quick reply to that Kanaka brother who called right before the music.
Yes.
And, you know, I so feel for that, and so many of us voice that. He said it so beautifully. You know, it's like Einstein said, you can't solve the problem with the thinking that created the problem. You know, and we're in this situation right now that is seems so impossible. And I do a lot of stuff trying to help schools and the government, and I watch the corruption. I watch the incestuousness. I see how people are, like, just not listening and so concerned with their own jobs and not thinking about the future. And, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us, I'm a landowner too, you know, I take care of land I work hard, me and the bank own together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the INA is so important, and you look at the kids and you see how important it is for everybody, and you watch people just screwing it so bad for their own selfish reasons. And I think the only way really we know is to somehow get this land back, and I think sovereignty is the only way. I mean, so many of us know this. It's the only way. And I pray that we can somehow do something and not feel, you know, inept or impotent about it, but really take action. So thank you for keeping this voice going.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, take care, and thanks for all your good work, man.
All right. Aloha.
Aloha.
So there you have it. 826-7771. We're taking your calls. You have anything on your mind? Anything you'd like to share from your heart about anything on the planet? Any topic, hot topics on the island? Maybe you have an announcement you'd like to make about an event? Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Aloha, Dad. This is Jared from Mo'opre Kauai and Hawaii Seed. How you doing today?
Hey, aloha. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. Great show as always. And I just thought I would call and chime in a little bit. You know, kind of express, I'm sure, our shared disappointment on the judge's ruling yesterday.
Right.
You know, but we can't give up hope. I think the thing that strikes me the most about this issue going to court, you know, it's the island coming together like never before around Bill 2491 and overriding Mr. Mayor Vito, you know, disregarding the people's desire and making it into court. And then the judge, really it coming down to the decision, the judge having to think about, can a county make rules about its own ag land in our state? That became his question that he had to, you know, go and make his report on.
Right.
And it's astounding. It's astounding to think that for whatever, you know, type of crazy system that's ruled illegal, that we do not. And so I think a big question going forward and a big focus is home rule. That we as a county and counties all around the world should have jurisdiction over our land.
Right.
Know? And the chemical corporations, there are some, you know, some big players. They've already been working in over 13 states to prevent home rule from even happening. So this is going to be have to be something that we continue as a group to demand, a statewide group. And, you know, there's not just one answer to this huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud the so many groups that have been getting involved, groups and individuals, everything from growing our vegetables, seed exchanges, community groups, people who will hold signs, people that donate time, energy, getting out the vote. You know, the vote is our next really important thing. It's only one aspect. It's not everything. People can't say, oh, the vote's going to make everything all right, but it's going to help. It's going to help. And when people say, well, how are we going to change stuff? Who's got the answers? The mayor's been in office a long time, Mr. Vito. I don't see him with a lot of answers. I see him shake a lot of hands, take a lot of pictures, you know, but the answers come from the people, no matter who's in charge. But you've got to have willing political power, and we have some great choices this election cycle. So, I'm hopeful in that regard, that at least we get a chance to try and we get a little bit of excitement to show up and cast our votes for some good people.
Yeah. Right on. Well, thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Right on.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
I'm really glad these people are raising a fuss about police brutality. It's just outrageous how many people have been basically murdered by the police. And then they lie about it. They get away with it. It just goes on and on and on. You know, they kill people like that kid, that black guy, who's father of six in New York City, because he's selling cigarettes. So they get him down in a chokehold, and he's begging for mercy. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And they kill him. And they didn't come out with a police report because they were trying to think of what they were going to say to how to get out of it. But that guy had the video camera. And that's what saved the day. That's what revealed the truth. It's like the Rodney King beating.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
There's 15 cops, big brave
policemen with all the gear, including bulletproof vests. Right? Mace, tasers, batons, guns, shotguns, whatever. And they're beating this guy, beating the hell out of him. And they would have got away with that, and they did, except some guy took a picture of him. And they ended up, that's when the riots happened, which rioting, I don't condone rioting, but when those cops got off for not beating Rodney King, you know, they had those riots in L.A., but, you know, it's like, you know, I guess someone said it earlier. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hold on one second. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, well.
You turned it down a little bit. Sorry.
I didn't want to stop the other call.
No, I'm just it's all right. I'm juggling a bunch of things here, answering the phones. And go ahead.
Oh, dear. I'm Charlie Brown, and I have... Well, I learned something that might be of interest, that there's a daughter community radio station in Waimea. I don't know where their antenna is, but they were newly licensed, and I guess their name is their frequency there, 107.3 FM.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so they have a studio in the basement of the Waimea Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they're going on the air an hour a day at 40 watts, but they told me that they could have any power they could manage to get and name their signal up to Waimea Valley and have a West Side radio station.
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't have much information about it, but yes, I heard there is a West Side radio station. I don't know if it's church-based or, do you know?
They seem to be more community than just the Baptists themselves.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah, but I don't know how what the GMO regulation will revert to when the state laws hold.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your call.
Sure.
Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up with dropping my calls, the last two calls?
Oh, I'm just juggling the phones here for you.
Well, juggle them. Juggle them. Keep on juggling, you know, because you dropped my last two calls.
Okay, well...
Okay? Try not to drop my call, you know? Because I turned my radio off.
All right. I can't do that. We have a call limit that we're going to have to do here, and because it's just become his radio station here, and as much as he has great things to say, we're going to have a limit here of two calls per person on each radio show, talk show, unless you have something completely different to say. All right, you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. This is your community radio station.
Show the prisoner the vow stands before you. Was caught red-handed showing feelings of an almost human nature. This will not do. Hold the schoolmaster!
Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Well, thanks a lot, Dove. We all really appreciate you implementing the two-call rule.
All right.
Yeah, we're very grateful for that, and you know why.
Right.
Thanks a lot for your show.
Thank you for your call.
Call
right. A little Pink Floyd there for you here on your community radio station, KKCR Hanalei. KAQA Kilauea.
KKCR Hanalei. KAQA Kilauea. K284AL Haleiwa.
And yes, this KKCR program is supported in part by Ballyhigh Realty and Aya's Garden Supply.
Coldwell Banker, Ballyhigh Realty, and Hanalei, serving Kauai since 1978, providing personalized real estate sales and rental services. Coldwell Banker, Ballyhigh Realty, also supports KKCR and the Kauai Independent Food Bank. More information at ballyhigh.com or by calling 826-7244.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply. In Kapa'a, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio and this KKCR program. This is Dove. I'm just sort of last minute filling in for Carlos. We're hoping he returns soon. This is not easy doing this talk radio show.
I'm calling in. So.
Oh, aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I am so glad to be on the air. And thank you to the last caller, although he's a little bit intense. I think we need to chill out a little bit and be really clear about the peace and love part of the plan. So.
Right.
You know, we have to take a deep breath, and we have to say, wow, every turn we're seeing more corruption, and so what are we going to do about it? Well, I'm a housekeeper by day, playing folk songs by night, and I try to not put Clorox down the toilet sometimes, you know, as much as I can, and that's a little change, but I feel like it's something big, just to do something and start reading labels and start educating ourselves while we still have the internet as a tool and really start understanding what a GMO is and to not take someone else's word for it, but to actually understand what it is and why it might be dangerous and what kind of evidence there is out there that's not being published by certain companies that are actually sponsoring the research. So we've seen patterns develop over time. And although we're not all scholars that study this kind of thing, if you've lived through the 60s, which I haven't, I was born in 74, so I'm 40 years old, but I've seen enough on this planet to indicate that our government is not really our friend right now. I feel more like they're in the way of what needs to happen right now. And so when we're voting just by party lines, well, everyone that I've ever met is a Republican, and I'm Republican, and I stand for, you know, all these things that Republican people are supposed to stand for. It's not that kind of game anymore, guys. Like, if that's why you're voting for people like Carvalho, and the people who've sold us out so obviously have sold us out, why are you voting for these people? Come on, wake up. Prove me wrong. Really wrong, and I'm sorry if you're his family. I know there's a lot of family ties, but we gotta wake up here. And as long as people have to pay other favors back, and there's a lot of money on the line, you know, this whole election, as far as I'm concerned, is about to be rigged. What is this judicial situation that we have on our hands? This is the microcosm of the macrocosm, and we need to just wake up and see the little changes that we can make on our own inside our hearts. You know, I'll try to be a more patient driver when people are going less than the speed limit, okay? I will try to feed my kid better food, and I will try to do as much folk music as I possibly can, because that's why I'm here, is to try to remind everyone about what it's really all about. It's like love, and we can grow our food, and we can be sustainable. We just have to all decide to say it once, enough. And let's take that caller a couple of miles back at Salt Lake an hour ago, that wonderful Hawaiian man that said, come on, we have a problem. We got to get these guys out of the way. You want to talk about sustainability? Get the problem out of the way. If you have a staff problem, okay, then you have to deal with the problem first, and then you let it heal. But seriously, we're infected, guys. And thank God for community radio, and thank God for people who tell the truth. And it's annoying when sometimes, you know, that the message doesn't want to be heard, and it feels really annoying and an assault on our ears. But we have Barca, we have Felisa Cowden, and there's a couple, a very small handful of people that seem to be holding down the message of change, and that we don't want the GMO, we don't want the poisoning, we don't want the cancer, the lung problems. The North Shore is not protected from this problem on the West Side. It's coming over those hills every morning, you guys. Remember that auntie talked at that rally, and she said, you guys think you're safe on the North Shore. You're not. Every morning when you open up your blinds and you get that really nice fresh air, it's stuff coming over. It's toxic. There's so much stuff going on. Do your research and vote. Vote for your life. And look up that organization. Somebody actually took the time to do the research on all these people you're curious about and don't have time to look up. They actually did the hard work. It's vote for your life. Not something, please, Dove, if you understand, if you know what I'm talking about, David, whatever. But, you know, I'm just, let's do this while we can, you guys. We still have a radio station. We still have an internet. We still have the barge coming. We still have, fruit on the trees and no hurricane. We have supplies of water. Let's do this now. Let's not wait. Look at the race system. Terry Lilly is not a kook. He goes in that water every day. Who else does that? You might surf the water. Are you underneath watching the mound coral dissolving? What's that? It's the military. It's the testing. It's the microwave. It's the sonar. It's messing things up. We need this reef to survive. We can't fight terrorism and kill our reef, right? I'm not the only one out here that believes this. This is the truth. So let's vote smart, let's take it back, whatever that means, and let's just make the small change in our own lives.
Oh. Wow. Oh, thank you for all that. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you for your call. And, all right, 826-7771. If you have anything you'd like to get off your chest and you haven't called up yet on the show, 826-7771. And thank you for the emails. I really appreciate it. And yes, we actually are going to be getting caller ID here at the station. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I don't care whether you...
Oh, my. Yeah, it's interesting how it all flows like that. There you go.
If you are a candidate for political office and would like to speak to Kauai on KKCR, call in to our public affairs talk shows at 826-7771. Tuesdays and Thursdays between 4 and 6 p.m.
Yes, and coming up at 6 o'clock is a jazz program from 6 to 8. We got 55 minutes here for your calls, 826-7771. The hot topic is the judge ruled that the Kauai GMO law to preempt it. That's the big new news after all the work that all these people did to get it passed. One judge basically preempted it yesterday. So that's the big news. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
The hot topic's caller ID.
Topic is caller ID. If you have anything you'd like to say or get off your chest, maybe you have an announcement about a special event, this is your radio program for the next 54 minutes. 826-7771, toll-free 866-275-1112, online at kkcr.org. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Okay.
Hi.
All I want to say is everything that everybody's saying is so wonderful, But unfortunately, everybody who listens to KKTR already knows it. So somehow we've got to get all this information out to people who are unaware of what's going on. So if anybody has any ideas about that, because
right.
everybody who's listening to me, you know, we're all into no GMO. We're all into the same thing.
Right. Yeah, so, preaching to the choir about most of these topics. Yeah,
I mean, we're all saying the same thing, which is great. I mean, it gives you a great lift and gives you a good feeling, but you got to get it out there to people who aren't listening to KKTR. You know, to the other ones, the other people who just aren't aware of what the corruption in GMO is and everything.
Right. Yeah. It's how do you educate people who don't have the information? How do you get into those ears and minds? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard because when I do try and tell somebody that, they don't want to hear it. And I'm trying to do it in a diplomatic way where I'm not shutting it down their throat. But
right.
it's difficult to get people to understand. Like the girl said before that, you know, somehow they have to get some kind of information in. It is inspiring, and it's nice to listen to it all and all these people so into, you know, helping our island, but we got to get it out there to somebody else.
Right.
Some other politicians really straight have got to go, wait a minute, these people have got it together. So that's all I want to say. Thanks for your great work, and you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for your call.
All right, I love that.
All right, 826-7771, you have something you want to say on the air or announcement or anything in your heart? Just a little more from Marvin Gaye. 826-7771, this is your call-in radio show. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, aloha. You're on the air.
Thank you. In response to the last lady's suggestion that we way to get the word out, this the GMO story reminds me of something that happened in my hometown, Connecticut. We had a local congregational church that the people in his congregation are on the board of directors of the Peabody coal mine, which is having devastating effects upon the Navajo and the Hopi. And so he let the word out to his congregation, this was not Pono, and pretty soon the congregation was picketing the front doors and the yards of those board of director members within their own community. Now, how does that apply here? If we organize and got people to investigate who are board of directors of the five GMO companies, where do they live, and then send teams or inspire teams to picket in the front yards of these people, right on their front yard. What happens is those tickets, the grandchildren say, granddaddy, why are they out there? What's the story? This is embarrassing. And then, of course, the newspaper's going to pick it up. There'll be local coverage on it, and there'll still be more explanations about what granddaddy is doing to the people in Waimea, and make that global because it's Syngenta. So there's my suggestion.
All right.
Let's see who carries the ball. Mahalo.
Great. Thanks for your call. Good suggestion. All right, 826-7771. Taking your calls right now at your community radio station. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Aloha.
Hi, aloha, you're on the air.
Right on, blessings. Yeah, this is reminding me of the story of T. Seattle when the crying, like the president of the United States of America comes over and sends his people over to T. Seattle and he's like, hey man, we're going to buy your land. And T. Seattle's like, you want to buy the land? What do you mean you want to buy the land? Right? And why it reminded me of that story is because they're trying to buy the land, and they're poisoning the land, and we as a community are going to stand up and end this as soon as possible. And I want to invite people to call the judge and just let him know. I called him today, and I spoke from my heart. I said, I live on Kauai. I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and I know about the children getting sick from these poisons. And, you know, that's why someone who's 2,000 or more miles away shouldn't be making decisions for people that live across the site. That's how I always see the story of Chisiao. He's like, no, no, you live where you are. Like, what, you're going to tell me 2,000 miles away how to be on my land? No. And now it's gotten crazy because now they just want to put thousands of pounds of chemicals on the Aina and make the water have atrazine in it. And all these studies we know, and that's what else I get a little bit over too passionate maybe about. I like to keep the vibration of peace, but I'm really kind of very upset about this one, actually, and just putting out a prayer in this moment that the gods and the goddesses and the Aina and the ancestors help us and allow us to end GMO on this island. And I know it's going to happen, and by all of us being positive and working together and envisioning that and seeing our island pure and fresh. And I mean, this is the fifth dimension. This is Kauai. This is millions of years old. Prayers have been laid here for peace on this planet. And when we can ground that here on Kauai, there will be peace all over the planet. And I feel it starts a lot with growing organic food and connecting with your neighbors and living more simple and just that, connecting with the Aina. So thank you so much, and mahalo ke kua, blessings and light.
Yay. Thank you so much for all of that. Beautiful. Appreciate your call. All right. This is your call-in radio program here, and I'm just sort of taking complete neutral effect. I'm just screening calls and letting you go on the air. 826-7771. If you'd like to say something. Yeah, and maybe what a heart throw up over my head.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call me sweet where I am on the mother.
Between the finished sundown and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorways, thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing. Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the city's melting furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden as the walls were tightening. As the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved, protectors of the mind. And the poet and the painter who lights up his rightful time. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. prostitute, by the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gaze upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Oh yeah, Chimes of Freedom, Bob Dylan. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Right on. Hey, I called back because I'd like to share the number of the judge, the phone number for the federal judge
who
overturned Ordinance 960. Yeah, thanks.
Awesome.
So if anyone wants to write it down out there.
I would love to write.
I think it'd be really, I don't know where he is even. Do you know where he is? Where's his guy?
Judge, what's his name? I truthfully, I haven't
Kurren,
read it.
K-U-R-R-E-N, and it's an 808 number, so does that mean he's here, he lives in Hawaii?
He's a Hawaii judge. This happened on Oahu, right? So,
I didn't know the whole story. I just thought it was overturned by a federal judge. So I was like, oh, that means federal.
Judge okay. Barry M.
808 number. So his
Barry
number is
M.
808.
Okay, 808.
541.
1306. And I see here it's Judge Barry M. Kurren with a
yes,
K. With a K.
Yeah, so and either way, I think it's great. People call him up and just, it was simple. There was just a receptionist. She goes, you want to leave him a message? I said, yes. And I left him a message. So hopefully he'll listen to some of his messages. And I know it's not the power in his hands, but it's more like a symbol, you know. It's like us, like someone said earlier in the show, you know. It's like, we're here on the county of Kauai telling you, we want them to check and tell us what they're spraying. And the guy in the judge federal is like, no, we don't want you guys to know. It's so crazy, man. So anyways, yeah, Ode to Freedom, beautiful freedom. And it feels a lot about education. We were just at Anahola Bay, and there were these two aunties who were born on Oahu, and they now live in California. They go, we went when we were young, and they come to Kauai every year to visit, because they're like, Oahu's too busy, 24% military. So, but ask them a thing about the GMOs. They didn't even know what GMOs are. So I was like, oh, you guys live in California. And I explained to them a little bit what GMOs are. And then, which I encourage anyone to go look for yourself. There's plenty of information out there. So then the GMOs, and then we started talking about Hawaiian sovereignty, and they go, oh, we don't know anything about it. Like they, you know, so I think education is just talking with people we meet and spreading the information. It's such a time of freedom. So that's part of it, is just sharing our dream of living free and pure on this beautiful earth. So mahalo.
Mm. All right. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
Thanks for the show.
Yes, so there it is. The phone number for the judge, Barry M. Kurren, was the one that killed the Kauai GMO law, basically. The fight is still going on. I'm just reading this article here. It's in the Garden Island paper front page. It says, invalid. Had some of our county council members respond, says Raposo said Monday's ruling came as no surprise. If a person reads state law objectively, it's clear that the county is preempted from regulating pesticides and GMOs. So, realizing that the county, the state overrides the county's decisions for what we decide here on a local level. Big decision by this judge, and his name is Barry M. Kurren. His number is 808-541-1306, 541-1306 for Judge Kurren. And that's the biggest news of the day here. We have another half an hour to take your calls, 826-7771. Lots of things going on our island all the time. I'm feeling like a lot of people, this is just kind of like they're the deer in the headlights with this decision. I know a lot of people on this island marched and waved signs and were very proactive on this island to try to get this GMO law in. And the mayor vetoed it, and then they overrode the veto, and on it went. And finally, a lot of these people who were worked so hard to make this happen, and then one judge yesterday sort of just made it go back a bunch of steps. So I do know how passionate people are on this island about certain topics, and I'm sure this is just going to be a rallying of the troops on that level. But there's so many different views about this topic, and a lot of times I think, no matter what side of a topic you're on, you kind of are in your own bubble surrounded by people who agree with you, and very rarely do you get onto the other side and hear it from the other side. And so as the county fair just happened, which is, you know, sponsored by some of these seed companies, and I was just over on the west side the other day, and yeah, you know, it's interesting how this whole island, how the different communities seem so segregated. I was in one area of the island and, you know, realized that, anyway, I'm not going to go there, but I just, it's so different on different parts of this island, the people and attitudes and everything, very, very climatized in certain areas. It's interesting how do we all come together on the island of Kauai. 826-7771, this is your community radio station. I'm just filling in last minute. This is not my show. Don't really know what I'm doing, actually. Just faking it, taking your calls, trying to be here to open up the phone lines. 826-7771. I truly believe in that. This is an important aspect of community radio, is call to take our calls from the community. Kind of makes this community radio station what it is. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted to call and say to everybody that's feeling really bad about this decision that, again, we're just, you know, going up against the government who hasn't supported us for a long time, so it's not all that surprising. It's just disheartening that we have to keep fighting for what's right and what's real and healthy for all of us and our kids' future. This is their future we're fighting for. So I have some ideas for people that want to get proactive and are frustrated and are sick and tired of waiting for the government to get it together. And the first is always to vote with your dollars. And like the caller said before, most of us that are listening are already doing that. So the next step is to pay it forward, like the other lady said, and talk to as many people as you come in contact with about GMO, start educating them and sharing your mana'o, especially friends and family relatives who have had illness or cancer, and it seems like we've all lost somebody, often too young, to these diseases that we all, or I feel certain, are connected to this GMO. It's been in our diet for some time. I personally have had 3 colonoscopies, and the first 2 I had polyps, and then several years now I've eaten GMO free, and the last one I had I was polyp free. So just kind of shows me again that, you know, you get this stuff out of your system. And I had, in those years when I was having problems, I felt junk too. I felt kind of fluish a lot and just not as healthy as, you know, you can be. But I think it's important to talk it up with our families and the blind who are following Carvalho just because they think it's the thing to do. It's we have to educate people as often as we can, as much as, you know, without being too aggressive or too rude or anything. But the other question I have is that this state that's overriding the county, how do we, the people, say no to the state laws? How do we tell them thank you but no thank you, like we did with the super ferry? And, you know, we had to get pretty outspoken. Kauai people aren't usually that way, but we had to get very aggressive by the end to get that thing out of here. So I mean, I wonder if it's not time to have an Occupy Kauai that comes and stays until this is over with, until we make it known that these people are poisoning us. They're killing our ohana on the west side. They don't care about us, and we're doing this for a reason. This is our future and our children's future. But I just wonder if we made a big enough stink and step to it that, you know, track the media and, you know, bring it on in and let's get this story told and let's get it out there, because a lot of people love Kauai and a lot of people would be horrified to know that this place is being used this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good points. Good points for sure.
we all need to park ourselves in front of the old county building where they do the lights on rice and bring our tents and we're not leaving until we the people can have a voice against this state law that says that people can spray on us whenever they want and that they don't have to try to confine that spray. I mean, that's just rude. I mean, how would these guys who are doing this spraying, like, get a wee cane and drop poop in their front yard? You know, I mean, it's just, it's enough already. But I really do believe that we have a lot of power with our money. And if you vote green with your money, if you vote with your dollars to support the things you want to be happening on this planet, we can change things. And another thing you can do is if you're in the home of someone who's eating GMO, check out the boxes and look on the sides for 800 numbers for comments. Because every time we call and we ask these people if they're using GMO, and if they say yes and you tell them, well, I'm not buying your product anymore, those seeds planted will change things and kind of already have, is that there's now a GMO-free Cheerios. And I think there's a couple other cereals that are changing, you know, at least offering other varieties.
Really?
And also Johnson & Johnson baby powder I bought recently and got it home and looked on the label. It was cornstarch, and I felt kind of sad, but I saw the 800 number, so I called them up. And the young man said they had already had a lot of calls regarding whether they were using GMO, and that he reassured me that it was not GMO corn going in their cornstarch.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So the more we make the corporations who, let's face it, are running the Supreme Court here, the more we make them aware that we're aware and we're not going to buy their products anymore, that will speak volumes too. We can't wait for these votes to happen. We can't wait to change the mayors, although I have to say I support Dustin and for a lot of reasons, but number one is because he's strong and he's willing to stand up to GMO.
Yes.
Anyway, Dove, thanks for taking the helm today.
Right
and,
on.
Making it happen. And aloha no.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call, and yes.
Okay, take care. Aloha.
Aloha. All right, do you have anything you'd like to get off, say, from your heart or get off your chest about any of these topics we've covered? Once again, this is a strange role for me because we've been talking a lot about what makes a good call-in radio talk show host. I've never been one before, so I did start the Back to the Garden program back 12 years ago, however long it's been, and I no longer am involved with our garden show. But that was a very different sort of show because we just talked about gardening and growing food. And this political talk show is a whole nother monster. And we're finding that, generally speaking, it's nice to hear what you have to say as opposed to what the talk show host has to say. And so I'm trying to take a very neutral, non-opinionated stance on the subjects, and we're trying that out and seeing how that works. And because really the show is about what the community here feels about different topics. So 826-7771, anything you'd like to bring up or talk about going on our island or around the world. Maybe you have an announcement for some sort of event or something you'd like to tell everyone about. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi. I just wanted to say that I think that last caller talked about, working forward with the dollars. You know, I think that's really a big point. And the biggest dollars on this island is tourism. And somehow, you know, if we can come up with some ideas about educating people to come here, because there's a lot of people on the mainland that come over here for vacationing like every day, and they love this island. And if they really knew what was going on and the amount of tens of thousands of pounds and gallons of poison being dumped on this island, I just think people are really unaware of that. That could have a really strong effect politically, and economically on the whole issue, you know, and to do it in a non-aggressive way, but somehow get out and to just educate people about what is really going on with that. Another way that that I've been doing is, like if you go to Costco, there's a suggestion box there, and they've been providing a lot of organic foods, and I put in a thank you note every once in a while and just say thanks for supplying organic, and you know, you can just add to that non-GMO food, and that may help also. So those are just a couple ideas, and that might help the whole issue of poisons on this island.
Oh, great. Thank you for those. Yes, good idea. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, and thanks for what you're doing.
All right.
Much aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, caller, you're on the air.
Aloha, Kako. I want to make an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
This Sunday, August 31st, there will be a Hawaiian Independence rally with a car convoy or a truck convoy around the island. The Native Hawaiians organize it, but any supporter of Hawaiian independence is welcome to join us. We will start at 7 a.m. from Salt Pond Park. Briefing will be at 6:45. And we want every truck or vehicle to have two flags, a Hawaiian or Kanaka Maoli flags, or both. And we will have those available at the starting point. And you are welcome to join. And the convoy will go from South Pond Park first through Lihui all the way through Kapa'a, Anahola, Kilauea, Princeville, Hanalei to Kea Beach. And on the way back, we will come again through Lihui going to Koloa and Poipu Beach. And from Poipu Beach through Kalaheo back to Hanapepe, and from there to Kekaha, to all the way to the PMRF gate. Then we will turn around and we'll come back through Kekaha Waimea, and then we will end up and we will have a puleo at the Salt Pond Park after that. If you need any more information, you can call 631-1036 or 332-5220 from tomorrow. There will be also a website announcement on www.kanakamaolipower.org, which will be posted tomorrow. We will have the route. You can join us on the way and bring your children with you if you participate in the convoy. And they will get a free Kanaka Maoli flag. Every child who comes along with the parents or guardian will get a Kanaka Maoli flag, and they can keep it too. Well,
wow.
You are welcome, anyone, to join who is a supporter of the Hawaiian independence.
That's awesome. So what was the number again? 631?
631-1036. And from tomorrow on, 332-5220. Both of them are good.
All right. Great.
Okay.
So this is all day on Sunday?
Well, we start Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Probably it will last until early afternoon.
All right.
We will make several stops on the road, and we will have pule, and then we will continue from there to get back to our starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank
Mahalo.
You. Thank
Mahalo.
You so much for calling in with that information.
Imua.
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha. All right. Hawaiian Sovereignty March this Sunday. That sounds interesting. Starting at Salt Pond Beach Park early morning and going around the whole island. So be on the lookout for that or join up with them. Sounds like they give you a free Hawaiian flag, sovereignty flag. So that's awesome. All right. 826-7771. Yeah, I don't have any announcements. Anything you'd like to get over the air, over the radio waves, this is the great time to do it right now. Anybody have anything they'd like to say or talk about? Here's the county council report. 15 minutes coming up is jazz.
Aloha. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's the County Council report for the week of August 25th. There will be a regular council meeting Wednesday at 9 a.m. There will also be a special council committee meeting workshop on Thursday at 9 a.m. The meetings will be in the council chambers in Lihue. Here's some highlights from the agendas. The Chief of Police requests for consideration a proposed draft bill to appropriate $70,000 in criminal asset forfeiture funds for the Kauai Police Department to purchase exercise equipment for the Waimea and Kauai House substations, which will be used to assist police officers in meeting the required physical performance standards for their positions. This is proposed draft bill number 2552. The Chief of Police also requests council approval to accept and utilize the Morpho Face Investigation Facial Recognition System from the State of Hawaii Criminal Justice Data Center, valued at approximately $12,000. Councilmember Yukimura requests approval of a proposed resolution urging the state legislature to amend the Hawaii revised statutes to give the counties the authority to enact a general excise tax surcharge to fund public transportation for inclusion in the 2015 Hawaii State Association of Counties legislative package. This was recommended to be received for the record. The Environmental Services Public Safety Community Assistance Committee has a request from Council Chair Fafaro requesting the county engineer provide an overview on the proposed pay-as-you-throw program. This was received for the record. The Finance and Economic Development, Tourism, Visitor Industry, Small Business Development, Sports and Recreation Development, Other Economic Development Areas Committee has on their agenda the bill relating to timeshare tax classification, and this was approved and is under bills for the second reading. Also on their agenda is a residential investor tax classification bill, which was received for the record and is also under bills for the second reading. And finally, the bill related to vacant land reclassification, which has been approved and is also under bills for the second reading. It is recommended that all residents and property owners in Kauai pay note to these changes in the property tax structure. Bills for the first reading include the Pay-as-you-throw trash bill and a bill related to the criminal assets forfeiture fund related to the police chief's request for $70,000 for exercise equipment. The purpose of the special council meeting is for the Committee of the Whole to hold a non-decision-making informational workshop to discuss the changes to the real property tax structure to include but not be limited to real property tax exemptions, tax on use, real property tax rates, the implications of the repeal of the permanent home use tax limit, the assessment and assessed values of real property in the County of Kauai, potential real property tax reform to address increases being experienced by property owners in the County of Kauai, and educational efforts that have occurred and are planned for the future. Again, this meeting will be on Thursday at 9 a.m. in the Council Chambers. For more information, visit the County's website at www.kauai.gov. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.
Thank you, John Gordon. And he's actually coming up to play jazz for you at 6. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Aloha, Dov.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for holding down the fort and making that space for community radio to happen.
Yeah, you don't realize how tricky this doing this call-in radio show thing is until you do it. So thank you for all your hard work over the years. Holding down Thursdays, right? So you on this Thursday, Jimmy?
That would be this Thursday, out of the box at 4, and we're going to have a couple call-in guests from the community college, instructors there that are part of a sustainability science program that just got created, so we're going to give a little airtime for that, and also talk story with community reaction to the recent decision by the circuit or the district judge to rescind Bill 2491 and Ordinance 960 and how that will affect us, how we can continue to stay engaged and informed and take action if we're so inclined. We'll also have Councilman Gary Hooser joining us. Hopefully Gary will be able to join us in the booth, but depending on the schedule, we'll see what happens. But spoke with him recently to find out a little bit more about, the judge's decision doesn't mean the end of it. If folks read the paper today, I think there's a quote in regards to just that. The judge isn't the ultimate say right now. If there's an opportunity for appeal, that might be exercised. So for some folks, that might be more beneficial to consider contacting council members to support that motion to appeal, and that's likely, according to Councilman Hooser, that the recommendations from the legal team would be to file a brief and an appeal, and shouldn't take much time and shouldn't take much resources, since we've already spent a lot of money on lawyer fees already. This is going to be the next step if you go through the court system. So we'll be talking about that, as well as other issues that the council is facing at the moment, and the campaign and the results of the primary. So that's what we'll be talking about. Of course, whatever folks call in and have things to share. And Dove, again, thanks to you for stepping up two weeks in a row. So let me know if another Tuesday opens up. We've got a lot of candidates that do want to come talk story on the radio. I had a chance to talk to some of them at the fair this Saturday or this weekend. And, you know, that's a good thing that our community radio provides, a space for candidates and for community to question each other. And I know we'll be doing some live broadcasts of some forums in the near future as well. So definitely want to keep community updated and informed on what's happening. And mahalo for you to kind of hold down the fort and keep the radio flowing. And also thanks again for what's happening this weekend with the Mana Fest and what's going to be going on at Church of Pacific with Michael Fronti and the good folks, Paul Fuga, making music for community.
Right on. So, yeah, looks like you have a great show. That's coming up Thursday from 4 to 6.
There you go. That's out of the box. So thanks again, Doug, for everything.
Yay.
We'll be in touch.
Thanks for letting us know, and thanks for everything you do. Right on, Jimmy.
Yep.
All right. Aloha. Aloha, caller. You're on the air.
Myself?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, so I first wanted to thank you for your selection of music, Marvin Gaye and Mr. Dylan. I just thought those were very, very good, appropriate, and good to settle us into what carrying on, definitely
yes.
Carrying on. So I was watching C-SPAN as I was beating the heat, and they had a real interesting speaker, the Gallup poll people, John Hope Bryant, and he was talking about his book, How the Poor Can Save Capitalism, and looks like a real good book. Interesting that got my attention were criminals, and he came from a community in Los Angeles of African-American males. And they didn't know that there was a legal way to make money. So drug dealers are what becomes the only known way to make money. And so he learned that anyone who sells death to their own community are people who he would call criminals or not people to emulate. Those who sell death to their own community. So that is certainly those who do the seed corn industry and toxic pesticides are released into the community. But what I found also interesting was that his point was about Lincoln's great emancipation was followed by the act of a Freedman Bureaus Act, because it was a bank that was set up to teach the freed African-American slaves how to use money. That is the most important thing, he felt. So that's, of course, what his book is about, How the Poor Can Save Capitalism, and entrepreneurship. Freedom is based on being able to be self-determined and do your own self-determining, and freedom is what draws people from across the globe, from around the world, to come to the United States, because it's offering a way for freedom, self-determination. So, very good book. I'm looking forward to getting it in our library and reading it.
What was the name of the book again?
The name of the book is How the Poor Can Save Capitalism, which is a revolutionary kind of idea, but it's all about how to get your own freedom. And his other thing was, it's not, pain is inevitable. As the Buddha says, suffering is inevitable. That's life. But how you respond to it and how you manage your response the pain. That's the key.
Hmm.
That's the key. Resilience and perseverance. That's how you continue on.
All right.
Yeah. So I just thought those were very two wonderful, good points that this man made, John Hope Bryant. And also his point about criminals are those who sell death to their own community. And that lady's comment about how we need to make the point to our community council, as well as those who sell poison to our, that are poisoning our communities. Those are the people that we need to point out. This is criminal behavior. And we know you're not criminals, but we think that your behavior could be labeling you as criminals.
Mm.
And you want to be identified as a criminal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your call. Much appreciated.
And, well, thank you for your choice of music.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye and Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it's a good combo. Mm. Yeah, good combo.
Yeah. I think I'm going to join the Sunday March, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yay. All right.
Aloha.
Yes. Much aloha. And thank you so for calling. Have
aloha.
A great evening.
You too.
Aloha. All right. Thank you for all the calls, making that show what it is. That is call-in radio from 4 to 6 every Tuesday. And next week we'll see if Carlos returns or not, and Eric Cannon, or it might be some other surprise. But please remember that your community radio station is here for you every Tuesday and Thursday with call-in radio shows from 4 to 6. And I'm going to leave you with a song coming up, Jazz with John. At 6 o'clock, aloha.
Starvation is a creation of the devil, the rebel. I'm bringing food to the people like a widow, bringing flowers to a grave in the middle of the city. Isolation is a riddle. To be surrounded by a million other people, but feel alone like a tree in the desert, dried up like the skin of a lizard, but full of color like the spots of a leopard. Drum and bass pull me in like a shepherd, scratch my itch like a needle on the record, full of life like a man gone to Mecca, sky high like an eagle up soaring. I speak low but I'm like a lion roaring, baritone like a Robeson recording. I'm giving thanks for being human every morning, morning, morning. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom, bop, but tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Be resistant the negativity, we keep it at a distance. Call for backup and I'll give you some assistance. Like a lifesaver deep in the ocean. Stay afloat here upon the funky motion. Rock and roll upon the waves of the season. Hold your breath and you're underwater breathing. To be rhyming without a real reason is to claim and not to practice a religion. If television is the drug of the nation, satellite is immaculate reception. Beaming in, they can look and they can listen. So you see, don't believe in the system to legalize you or give you your freedom. You want rights? Ask them to read them. But every flower got a right to be blooming. Stay human, because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. But can I hear it once again? Boom bap. But tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Aha. We saw the freaky people make the beauty of the world.
stay human. You see why 2K and 2K is a moment in time we find that we can open up a heart that's locked or been broken by the pain of words not spoken, nor shot by guns are still smoking. Cartwrights out on the Ponderosa, or drive by banging Testarossa. We need to heed the words of Dalai Lama, or at least the words of your mama. Take a mental trip to the Bahamas, steam your body in a stereo sauna, sauna, comma. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. The streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Ha 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 ha. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Stay human.
Yeah, a great show, Dove, and stay tuned for Jazz with John coming up next. And Jazz with John is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Coffee, the Dolphin Restaurant, Kamoa Ukulele, and Tiki Aniki.
Kauai Coffee, 100% pure Hawaiian, single-origin, GMO-free coffee. Grown in